card cheap.
I say. Which big cat should you never play cards with?
I don't know. Which big cat should you never play cards with?
A cheetah.
The mime.
An out-of-work mime is desperate for money. So, one morning, he starts performing outside a zoo, taking advantage of the crowds queuing up to get in. A short while later, a zookeeper passes by and stops to watch. Impressed, he talks to the mime and offers him some regular work. He explains how the zoo's most popular attraction, a gorilla, has recently died, and the keeper is worried that attendance at the zoo will drop. So, he wants the mime to dress up as a gorilla and live in the cage until they can get another one. The mime accepts.
The next morning, the mime turns up for his new job. He puts on the gorilla suit and gets into the cage, and he's a great success. He jumps about, swings from tires, and bangs his chest, much to the delight of the audience.
But over time, the crowds start to get tired of him and start paying more attention to the lion in the cage next to his. Not wanting to lose his job, the mime climbs to the top of his cage, crawls across a partition, and dangles from the top of the lion's cage, teasing the lion. This makes the lion furious, but the crowds love it.
At the end of the day, the zookeeper comes and gives the mime a raise for having done so well. This goes on for some time, with the mime taunting the lion, the crowds growing larger, and his salary going up and up. But one day, as he's dangling over the furious lion, he slips and falls. As he's getting up, he sees the lion coming towards him. Fearing for his life, he runs around the cage with the lion close behind. Eventually, the lion catches up with him and pounces, pinning the mime to the ground.
Help! Help! The mime shouts, but it's too late. The mime watches in horror as the lion opens its enormous mouth, roars loudly, and starts bending down towards his face. But just as he thinks he's about to die, the lion whispers, "Shut up, you idiot! Do you want to get us both fired?"